comes to meet his friends. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Mauri and Imi Morasi Shiyichyu, Sus Moshe Rabin Peshadina, Sus Daniel Yisrael Ben Avi Ben Lisheva, Sus Rabbi Yitzhak Ben Esther, Rabbi Yosef Ezra Ben Esther, Sus Rabbi Yosef Tzvi Ben Maris Hanna Miriam, David Avram Ben Maris Hanna Miriam, Maris Naomi Sarabas Maris Hanna Miriam, Bracha Batzlach Bachoma Seyedea, Maris Nechal Gittel Bas Rabchaim Bas Rachel Esther, Racha Batzlach B'chol Maasei Adea, Haim, B'chol Anilvim Aleim, B'chol Yatzei Chalatzeim. It says in the Torah, V'haya Ki Yishalcha Bincha Mochar Leimor, Ma Zos, V'amarti La B'chol Zeki Aratzeinu Hashem Mitzrayim Beis Avodim, V'hi Ki Hiksha Paro L'shalcheinu, V'yarug Hashem Kol B'chor Beretz Mitzrayim, B'chor Adam Ad B'chor Behema, Al Kenani Zoveach L'Hashem, Kol Peter Rechem Hazcharim, V'chol B'chor Banai Efdeh. So we see here in the Pasuk, the mitzvah of Pidyon Bechor, it says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Paro refused to send us out of Egypt, HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed all the Bechors in Mitzrayim, from Bechor Adam until Bechor Behema, and therefore, what do? We give our Bechor as a carbon to Hashem. And also, meaning the animal Bechor, we don't sacrifice people, that's an idolatrous practice. We give the animal to Hashem, and our firstborn sons we redeem. So we see that the chiyuv of Pidyon HaBen is Al Masha Pasach Hashem, Blaharages Bechorei B'nei Yisrael. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed the Bechorim of Mitzrayim, and he passed over the Jews. He didn't kill the Jews, the Bechors of the Jews. Because it says that when Hashem was taking us out of Egypt, he killed their Bechors, and he didn't kill our Bechors, so we redeem our Bechors, our firstborn. Ramban, this is in Perek Yud Gimel, Psukim Yudal, and Tesvav. The Ramban, earlier on, Parakeet Beis, Pasuk Lamed, asks, and what we see in Chazal, brought in Rashi, that Gam Bechor Me'av Meis B'Makas Bechoros, V'Lorak Bechor Me'aim, which Bechoros died in Makas Bechoros, whether it was the firstborn of the father or the firstborn of the mother. So Frek the Ramban, if that's true, why is there a mitzvah of Pidyon B'Bechor Me'aim Dafka V'Lo B'Bechor Me'av? Why is there a mitzvah only in the Bechor from the mother and not in the Bechor from the father? We know that the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen is only the Bechor of the mother, the mommy's firstborn, and not the father's firstborn. It doesn't matter whether or not it's the father's firstborn, it depends on the mother. So if the whole vort is mitzad makas Bechoros, and makas Bechoros, they got it on both sides, Bechor Me'en, Bechor Me'av. So why do we only do Pidyon Bechor on our firstborn from the mother? And look there in the Ramban, where he writes, Shelo ratzu lekadesh tachtein b'Yisrael rak b'chor ha'em, shu yadua u'mefursam yoser. So we only wanted to be mekadesh the b'chors of the mother, because he is more well known. So we have to understand, asks Mori v'Rabbi Agon Agadol Rav Dovid Yitzchak Mann Zecher Tzadik Livracha, v'chileka dinim b'toira al b'chor me'av. Are there no dinim in the Torah on a b'chor from the father? What about Yerushas Pishnaim? Who gets a double portion? Who gets the double portia? Rak b'chor me'av. Only the father's b'chor gets double, but it's not totally in the mother's b'chor, it's totally in the father's b'chor. And if there were not choshesh, that it's not so mefursam, it's not so publicized, so then why pidyon, when it comes to pidyon bechor, do we say, oh, it's not mefursam, so we're not going to redeem the firstborn of the father, only of the mother? If that idea is correct, then why does the firstborn of the father get Yerushas Pishnaim? And if we see that he does get Yerushas Pishnaim, then Kim Tzurik the Kasha the Ramban. Akash the Ramban comes back, which is why Bechor Me'av and not Bechor Me'aim and not Bechor Me'av. Rabban said, oh, because it's more of a force than that, it's the father. That it's the mother's bechor than the father's. Okay, then why is there a din of Yerusha Pishnaim by the father's bechor? So that's our arbit to understand. That's our avoda. And we're going to go in the mahalach of Moreinu of Rabbeinu Hanizkar, Hagaon HaGadol Rav Yitzchak Mann, who, if I may say, was kim'at chad bedara, just one in his generation, one singular, unique individual in his generation, who was able to understand Mikrai Kodesh in his very unique way. And of course there are other great, great people, and we're not minimizing the greatness of anybody, but I have a special chiba for the Torah of Rav Manzatzal. I'll also mention my Rabbi the Tolna Rebbe, also for many, many years has been giving a weekly chumashir, which is just half lebefele, but they have different mahalchim, and the kashas, they're the same. They ask amazing kashas on the psukim, but then in their terutzim, Rav Man normally goes in a more analytical and lumdish approach, and Chumash and the Rebbe Shlita goes in a more Hasidic lemaisa approach in Voda. So, but each one unique in understanding the psukim, and each one tremendous tainuk to learn. So, the Gemara in Bava Basra on page 126b says that kol buchor mdeima buchor sichla karile. If you're the buchor me'aim, you're called a foolish buchor. Well, why are you called a foolish buchor? If you're only a buchor me'aim, you're a foolish buchor. Well, what's the foolishness here? So that Ashbam, writes, the lo mishum shtusahu, it's not pshat that if you're bechor me'aim, you're a shoyte. The guy's really a fool. El mishum she'ena bechor gomer. He's not a bechor gomer. He's not an absolute bechor. Like hadas shoyte she'ena kosher. Like a hadas shoyte, it's not really a shoyte. It's not kosher. So they call it hadas shoyte mesecha sukkah. So ayin sham b'divrei harashbam. Avakati ayinu mavur. It still doesn't make sense. What does this have to do with being a shoyte? And what does this have to do with the bechor? So odd. Gemara calls a bechor me'aim a bechor shayte. What does it have to do with being a shayte? What does it have to do with being a bechor? V'yoseh tzarech biur. We have to understand Rashi in Parshas Miketz. V'yomer Ruvein alav yivleimor shnei b'nai Thomas im lo avienu eilecha. V'yomer lo yerid b'ni imachem ki achiv meis. Shlo kibel Yaakov is dvar shel Ruvein. Amar bechor shayte huzeh. Hu amar lahamis is banav v'chi banav heim b'loi banai. So what does Ruvein say? Ruvein says that if I don't bring Binyamin back, you can kill my two sons. And Yaakov wasn't receptive to what Reuven said. He said, what is he, a Bechor Shaita? He's a fool. He's a Bechor who's a fool. He says, to kill his sons. Are they his sons and not my sons? They're also my sons. And that's from Bereishis Rabbah. But he calls them a Bechor Shaita. What does this have to do with him being a shoyte? Say what he's saying is the wrong thing. You can say what he's saying is silly, but what does that have to do with him being a bechor shoyte? So that's it. So that's difficult to understand. So we can explain as follows. That Bechor Me'aim is different than a Bechor Me'av. A Bechor Me'aim, the Pasuk says, is Talui in Peter Rechem, the first of her womb, the opening of her womb. Which means, and this is the Yesod HaDvarim, Shebe'etzem Hivoldo, the very birth of this child, is a Maisa of Leidas Bechor. This is the birth of the Bechor, because he is naturally, biologically, the firstborn that comes out of her womb. That's part of who he is. He is the firstborn that comes out of her womb. He opened up her womb. And therefore, it's Bechayra Mitzius Bechefza. That is his essence. His essence is that of being a Bechor. That's the Bechor Me'aim. Bechor Me'av, in his birth, when he's born, does he have in his very birth a mice of Bechoira, Beleidasa, or Bemahusa? Is that part of his essence that he's a Bechor? When he comes out of the womb first. So that was his essence, and in his very birth he was a Bechor. In his very birth he has Bechor stamped all over him. But when it comes to a Bechor Me'av, in his birth, there's no Bechor stamped all over him like there is when you're the first of the mothers, firstborn of the mother. Oh, he's opening up her womb. This is a mice, this is a mitzias of a Bechor. When it comes to Bechor Me'av, that has nothing to do with the Bechor Be'etzem in his Leida. And how in his Leida is he a Bechor? He's only a Bechor in relationship to his father, Mashe Bebanav Shel Ha'av Hu Rishon. So he is the first of the father's children, and he's Reishis Ono, like it says in the Pasuk in Parshas Kiseitse. Umimela Shebedinim Hanoigim Boy Atzmoy Me Etzem Emuhus Bechor Sheboy Lo Yit Tochein Hadover Ela Bechor Me'am. So the Bechor Me'av isn't a Bechor in its very essence, just in his relationship to his father, because he was the first of his father's Koach, the first of his father's virility to be born in this world. But that's only in relationship to his father. Hashem, when it comes to the Bechor, the mother, in his very birth, opening up the womb, that in essence makes him a Bechor. He's a Bechor Bechefta. He's just in relationship to his father, a Bechor, because he's his father's Reishis Ona. But in his very birth, he's not Bechefetz a Bechor, because his mother already, when he came out, already other children came out of his mother's womb. So only in Dinim that are Nogea to the father, he has a Din Bechor. For example, Yerushas Pishnayim. You get a double portion of your father's Nechasim, not B'nichse Ha'em. He doesn't get a double portion of his mother, as we see in the Mishnah Bechoras 51b, because it's a special relation between he and his father. And Mimela, you get Pishnayim. Also, it says in Mitzvah Kibud Avim, Es L'Rabbos Achicha Agadol. So some say it's only the Bechor. And Alpi Dibrei Ramban, which says for Mitzvah Sharish Hasheni, Shikro Mishum Kvod Aviv. Because he's most chashiv to his father. So since he has chashivas to his father, so you have to give the Bechor a special kavod. So look in the beautiful Sefer Yad Melech on the sixth parak of Hilchos Mamre Melacha Tesvav, what Moreno Rabbeinu was marich to explain. However, when it comes to avoda that was bebechoros, we see in the pasuk in Parashas Bamidbar 3:12, see there in Rashi, and in Parashas Baaloscha 8:16, Shetalui Hadavar Bepetarechem. It's Talui in the first that came out of the womb. Ayin Besefer Klichemda. Reish Parshas told us, he explains Mechiras Bechor Shel Esav Liyakov, Ayin Sham. But Avoda is Talui in the Petarechem. Umishum Shizadavar Hanogel Lemahuso Shel Ha'oived. You have to be a Cheftz of Bechor to do the Avoda. And who's that? Bechor Me'aim and not Bechor Me'av. As we explained. Lefizan Nira. So now we guide the Trit Viter, we take a step forward. We explain as follows, that the Yesod HaGdara Shel Shote, the foundation of the definition of a Shote, of a fool, according to the Simanim that we see in the Gemara in Masechet Chagigah on page 3b, is that he lives in his own world. He's not going in the ways of the world that surround him. And that's what we see in the beautiful Sefer I referenced before, Yad Melech, in the seventh parak of Hilchos Mamrim, Halacha Yud, Sif Katan Gimel, that a lot of times in the Gemara, we see the inyan of Batla Daito Eitzel Kol Adam. Why Batla Daito Eitzel Kol Adam? Because in this detail, in this specific behavior of his, he's like a shaita, because he's not doing like everybody else. And if he's like a shaita, mimela, batla daito, etzel kol adam, what is his das worth? He's a chasar deya. Because everybody does something a certain way, and he does it a different way, batla daito. Umimela, shebechor me'aim, who is a b'chor klape atzmai, and not b'chor just klape acherim, but a b'chor klape atzmo only vis-a-vis himself he's a b'chor, but not vis-a-vis others. That's how we define the b'chor me'aim. So he's called a b'chor shaita. Because why is he a shaita? Because what's the definition of a shaita? A shaita is that everybody's doing something one way, and you're doing something different. So, and the person's doing something different. That makes him a shaita. So a b'chor, since it's only klapei atzmo, he's called a shaita. Because in his b'chora, he's like a shaita, because it's only for himself. It's only klapei atzmo, not klapei acherim. It's only vis-a-vis himself, and not vis-a-vis others. And that's what the Rashbam says, that he's like a hadas shaita. Why is it hadas shaita? Because klapei the hadas itself, the hadas vis-a-vis itself, is a hadas. It's a kasher hadas. But vis-a-vis others, to be yotze yidei choivas mitzvahs hadas, you're not yotze. That's why it's called a hadas shaita. Because klapei itself, it's a hadas. But klapei others, you're not yotze. So the mele klapei others, vis-a-vis others, it's not called a hadas. That's a hadas shaita. It's only a shaita farzich, as they say in Spanish, for itself. But not regarding others, not with respect to others. And that's what Jacob said to Reuben. Jacob said to him, "You're a b'chor shaita, klum banecha him b'loy banai." Because a b'chor shaita is he's rak la'atzmai. And Yaakov was saying to Reuven that what you're saying is b'mahal shel b'chor shaita, that it's only farzich and not klapei others. In contrast to a b'chor me'av, who's a b'chor klapei others, and therefore you're what you say about my children, that you can kill two of your children, kiviyachol they're your children and not my children, but they're only a b'chor for you and not for me. That's a b'chor shoyte. Because what are you saying? It's only a b'chor la'atzmo. It's only a b'chor for you. Because what you're doing is you're separating yourself from me. You're saying only you're a b'chor. And you're separating yourself. You're saying that like they're only your children and not my children. They're also my children. And saying they're only your children is a mahalach of a shayta. Because then you're a b'chor shayta. Because you're saying that you're the b'chor only for yourself. You're separating yourself from me. Because if you were connected to me, then they'd also be my children. So you're even worse. You're a b'chor normally. Somebody who's a b'chor me'av relates to the father. But you're not relating to the father. You're just relating to yourself. Because you're making it as if they're just your children and not my children. And it's not true. They're my children as well. But if you would view yourself as a b'chor me'av, so my b'chor relates to you, Father Yaakov. So that means that my children also relate to you. And then you wouldn't have made that silly offer of Shnei Banai Tomis. But since you were b'chor la'atzmo, you disconnected yourself from me, so then, Amela, you can make that offer, but that's a b'chor shayta, as we're defining it. Rashi says in Yevamos 15a, "B'chor satan hu charif v'oimed al shmu v'oisev ma'isev ein oshav mishvos olasas karabim." That someone who's charif, He's sharp. He does what he does, what he thinks he's supposed to do, what he heard, what he learned. And he doesn't do what the rabbim do. So we also see here the idea of this Bechor. He does what he wants. He doesn't follow other people. He's not relating to other people. He's not mitchashevin with other people. So that's the Bechor Satan. Yevamos, I think it's 16a. Okay, so now we have a hagdara of a Bechor Shaita. Why he's called a Bechor Shaita? Why Dafka may aim? It's only klapei atzmo, not klapei achayrim. We understand Yaakov and Reuven. So now let's see the mitzvah of Pidyon Bechor. Pidyon Bechor is only bepeter rechem and not bebechor me'av. Because as follows, Makas Bechoros b'mitzrayim was also bebechoros me'aim and also bebechoros me'av. Sai Bechoros me'aim, like they say in Lakewood, and Sai Bechoros me'av. Ushum shalo haisa maka ala cheftz of the Bechoros. So the maka wasn't on the cheftz of the Bechor. The maka was on the mitzrim, that the mitzrim should be smitten with their bechors. The maka mitzrayim bivchoreihem. The mitzrim should get a maka with their bechors. It doesn't say le maka bechore mitzrayim. Le maka mitzrayim bivchoreihem. If it would say bechore mitzrayim, so that's a bechor b'mahus. That's petarechem, that's from the mother. But Mitzrayim bivchoreihem, that means that all the bechors get it, even bechors biyachas only to the father. The mitzrim have to be smitten with their bechors, however you spin it, bechor be'etzem and bechor behagdara and bechor klapei the father. So therefore the mitzrim got it on both ends. So that's legabi the maka. But when it comes to the mitzvah of pidyon bechores, she yisoid pinyat b'choris is what? Is b'cheftze shel ha-b'chor. The cheftze of the b'chor needs pidyon. Ein shara yosher, and shara hey, perek chaf hey, who is mevayr she mahalach shel pidyon hu. That there's this inyan here of being poide. There's some type of kedusha here that requires redemption. So you have to redeem the b'chor that has kedusha be'etzem, ayin gam sforno b'parsha. So we discussed this in the past in other shiurim, Baruch Hashem. So this is only shayach b'mishehu cheftza shel b'chor. This is only shayach to someone who is an essence of b'chor. Because you have to be poid to the etzem kedusha. Remember, a b'chor me'av is only b'chor klapei the father. And a b'chor me'aim is a b'chor be'etzem. So who's going to have the kedusha? B'chor be'etzem. Only klapei the aim. The Bechor Me'av is like the regular children. So he doesn't have Kedusha Batsmuso. Batsmimahuso, in his essence, he's Kechol HaPshutim, and therefore he's got no din of a pidyon. Here we're being Poide. When you're being Poide, you have to be Poide to somebody who's Be'esem HaBechor, and that's only Bechor Me'av, not Bechor Me'aim, not Bechor Me'av. Okay, there's a lot more to say about this. But Baruch Hashem, we have a mahalach to understand the inyan of pidyon bechor, dafka bechor me'aim, and hopefully we will revisit this sugya and see more and more neflos gedolos mitaras Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Advarim hayu me'irei naim u'misamchei lev, Baruch Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beautiful.